Devin Nunes here, another Freedom Fest. Be sure to watch this interview between farmer and podcaster Trent Luce, all the way from Nebraska, who was out in California just days ago, and Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, and our Republican National Committee woman from California, Harmeet Dhillon. During the panel, Trent, Andy, and Harmeet offer solutions on how to rein in the big tech tyrants and restore the First Amendment freedoms that big tech and the Democrats have been taking away from us. Enjoy.
Yeah, you can tell which one of us is a politician. He knows how to wave. I think it should start something like a cowboy, a lawyer, and a politician went into a bar. You know, I got a couple things I want to say before we get into this, and the clock is rolling. But before today, I didn't realize that when I grew up, I want to be Ray. Give it up for Ray Appleton. What an MC, man. There is no better way to start off an event celebrating freedom than with a prayer. Sheriff Boudreaux nailed that, and I'm so proud and honored to be here from the great livestock state of Nebraska. But we are, do not mistaken, Kevin just mentioned no governor should exist without understanding agriculture. We are in the number one agriculture producing county in the nation, and three of them in this breadbasket of the world, not just this state. And we do God's work. We convert the essentials of life into, we convert the God-given natural resources into the essentials of life: food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel. And one more thing, Andy. Congressman Nunes started by saying that there was just over 300 people here. I actually checked just before we came up. There is just under 300 people here. Make no reference that it was a Dominion machine that I was checking. With that said, there is obviously, we don't even need to go into the censorship. There is censorship happening. And I don't think that we need to spend a lot of time talking about what has happened, because that clock's counting and I've already used 2 minutes of it. We need to talk about solutions. So Harmeet, would you start us with what are the solutions to the censorship taking place today?
Well, the censorship has got a lot of different factors. Now, I come from Silicon Valley, and I can tell you that one of the big problems is that the people who program these algorithms and who make the decisions at these big tech companies, they're the same people who want to live in San Francisco and eat the avocado toast and the $10 lattes, and they believe that there are 19 genders, and they believe that our country should be a socialist country. So that's one of the problems. And now people are leaving California because of the situation here with COVID. So I think that mix may change, but it may not change for the better. Indeed, a lot of the decisions are being made abroad. We just saw Facebook have its panel of advisors give a thumbs up or thumbs down on President Trump's deplatforming there. A lot of the people on that panel were not Americans, so they don't share our values of free speech, our values of liberty, our values of due process, and our values of fairness. And so I think what we're going to need to insist on as Americans is a few things. One, we need more robust antitrust enforcement in this country that breaks up these monopolies. That's very important. Number two, there's a little law, I don't want to bore people here, but I think you may have heard of the Communications Decency Act. That's a statute that has allowed these big tech companies and judges saying to me and other lawyers suing these companies that they can basically do whatever they want. And that's not American. So your contracts with those companies, or if those companies defame you by putting a little label that says fake news or fake vaccine information or fake election information, you can't sue them for defamation for that. And with the leadership of Representative Biggs and Mathis and Nunes and many others, what we can do in this country is change those laws and make sure that we have the freedom that God gave us. We do not get our freedom in this country from the government or certainly from big tech companies. So that's what we need.
So, Representative Biggs, do you have the same problem with people wanting avocado and bagel bread sliced in Arizona? It's not something we do in Nebraska.
Well, the first time I met my wife, they offered me avocado toast. And so she set the trend, that very, very, very humble beginnings. This is, before I get to this topic, I'm amazed at this crowd. And I'm thinking, we need to do a Freedom Fest in Arizona. Would you come? Would you come? Yeah.
Why would we stop in Arizona? Let's do all 50.
Let's do all 50 states and let's make this country great again. Let's do it.
So your real question was answers, solutions, yeah. Big tech control.
Thank you. I am a politician. I have a short...
My job is to hold you to
focus.
Your topic and not...
Yeah, I'm all over the place. No, so when we start talking about Section 230 of the Act, that's so important here. What I would suggest too is we want the Department of Justice to actually enforce that, because, in my opinion, when you start defining, and I don't want to get in the weeds, but you're protecting platform, right? Because we ostensibly we wanted to have this town square where you could talk and everybody could come out. We wanted to protect against obvious obscenity and that type of thing. But here's the problem. These people, when they start censoring and labeling, they are editing. So they are publishing. A publisher hires an editor to reflect what they're doing, and they no longer are entitled to 230 protections. So... you can either get the Department of Justice to go after them in that way, or we should allow the private rights of action of citizens, because they aren't protected. You can go after them. I got taken off suspended for just a few hours a week or two ago because I said President Joe Biden may be the worst president in the history of the United States of America. First of all, truth is a defense. And I was telling the truth. So I think those are some places we should go. But I will tell you, I didn't used to believe this, but I do believe this now. We have to break up these horrific monopolies that control what you see, because they want to control what you think. So that's where we need to go. Can I have one more thing? Sorry. The other thing is...
It depends. Was that a rhetorical question?
No, I'm going to go ahead anyway, with or without you. One other thing is, there are alternative platforms that are free. And if we all keep going back to Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, then we as a people, that's partly on us. So we are moving away on my office. We're moving to Parler. We need to reinvigorate Parler, Rumble, MeWe, and... let's do that. Let's build those up into free spaces for social media.
Hey, Trent, if I can add one more thing as well.
You're both rendering me useless up here.
Sorry, but there's so much to talk about. But I don't want to ignore the role of the states. So Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida has taken a leadership on this issue. And no offense to our federal representatives, but... state law, because this is kind of an unregulated space, can really be helpful. So Governor DeSantis has supporting private right of action, is supporting fines, a daily fines on the big tech companies. If they take down a candidate who's running in Florida for any public office, they can be fined up to $100,000 a day. That's going to have some real teeth if that passes. So that's very important. And number two, you have some choices. If anybody here in this room is using Gmail, for example, don't support Google. Don't support the companies that are strangling our freedom. There are many other choices out there.
So, both of you went right where I was wanting to go, and that is the founding principle of this country. It's like we had a script, which we did not. The founding principle of this country is we the people. And we the people have shown up here today because we're fed up with the overreach. And the answer is quite simple. Supply and demand drives it. If everybody who believes like we believe that these companies that are controlling our lives and dictating what is said and what is not said will just simply leave them and go somewhere else, they will feel the hurt. So I'm really concerned, to be honest, that if we sit back in Tulare County or Sherman County and wait for somebody in the federal government to fix it or an attorney to file a lawsuit, we're going to be sadly disappointed. We need to say, I'm going to take the responsibility of this. My little terminology would be, we need to grab the bull by the horns and throw it down ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
But how do we get people to do that? We have to ask today that tomorrow you do something different than you did yesterday if you want a different outcome.
My opinion is people like me and you, we have to set the example ourselves. For instance, I don't take any donations to my campaigns from any of these organizations. Just not going to do it. I am moving my staff. It's hard to move staff sometimes. I'm getting my staff to move all of our stuff over to these alternative sites. We have to set the example and say, this is what we're going to do. And then we have to consistently and with a loud voice encourage all of you to join us moving away from these people who have a stranglehold on our communications. It is our communications to be strangling, and when they're doing that, they're indoctrinating us. They are basically setting the agenda politically. And if you just take a look at one of the biggest stories in a political campaign, the Hunter Biden story, that would have changed the election, polling shows. They suppressed it. They kicked around our elections. And so none of us up here on the stage can do it by ourselves. I don't get any power because I'm a federal elected official, not a politician, but an elected official.
Have you ever had a speeding ticket?
Yeah. Well, that's a little personal, though. It really hurts.
I think you get exemptions.
No, I did not get an exemption. But what I would tell you is no authority goes to a federally elected officer except it is delegated by you. You have the power to control the government. You have the power to control the media. And so that's what I would just say.
Armeet, I want to just follow up on that because you told us about a number of lawsuits that you're personally involved with. I'm wondering how many people here have even heard about those lawsuits, because when you stymie the truth, it doesn't foster momentum. And what we're creating here today is momentum. And so we have to have an outlet to get the information to the people to say, yes, there are individuals standing up for freedom and taking them to court.
Right, absolutely. Well, you're going to hear from James O'Keefe of Project Veritas in a little bit. I represent him in two lawsuits. I'm suing CNN and suing Twitter on his organization's behalf. And he's a very brave man and a real patriot for, number one, doing what he does, but number two, taking on these bullies. But you would be hard-pressed to hear about those lawsuits very much. You'd be hard-pressed to learn that I beat Representative Katie Hill in court last week and made her, you know, pay me money for her lawsuits. You'd be hard-pressed because these companies are colluding with each other. They're colluding with Democrat leaders. They're colluding with the government. Last week, Judicial Watch published some data that showed that after the 2020 election, California government officials working for our attorney general communicated with the big tech companies and told them, directed them to take down not only posts, but wipe out the accounts of so-called troublemakers who were posting truthful information about the election. So now we have crossed over from these big tech companies abusing their market power to colluding to violate the civil rights of American citizens. So watch the court dockets and watch Fox News. I'll be talking about potential legal actions there very soon.
Ray, I think she left watch, leave out, she left out watch Loose Tales too, but she didn't mention that. It's like I'm not even sitting here. final thing that I want to get to, and I want both of you to comment on this, because as a rancher, you know, we get these horrible storms, and it creates havoc, it ruins fences, and things happen, and our answer is, well, we needed the moisture. So you look for a silver lining in every storm. The silver lining in this storm clearly is our rights have been eroding for a long time.
Yes.
We've been complacent, and right now the storm is bringing about our motivation to say no more.
I think that's right.
I'd like you to expand upon what do we do with that?
Okay, well, I'm gonna take my friend here to task a little bit, because we have, and not his fault, but some of his colleagues.
Should I sit between you?
Hold hearings. No. He's just unfortunately the foil for this comment. Some of our members of Congress hold hearings on big tech issues, and they bang like this, and they lean over like this, and they shake their finger like this. And then they go back to their districts and they accept the checks from those companies and they do nothing. In 2017 and 2018, we had the Congress. We had the White House. We had the opportunity to change everything that we're talking about right here, but we were complacent. And now, where are we now? So I think you're absolutely right. We have to vote with our feet. Ultimately, these companies are corporations. They are corporations, they depend on advertising, they depend on volume, they depend on the number of users. And so if we can bring volume, if we can bring community to some of these other platforms, we must do that. We should create content. And by the way, we should stop living behind our screens. We need, now that COVID is over, we need to get out there, have events like this, talk to our fellow men and women, stop hiding behind the screens, and stop letting technology run our lives. We are real people. I went to court to stop Governor Newsom from forcing every person in this room to pray over the internet over the last year. Can you imagine that? 20% of Californians don't have broadband. Think about that. That means 20% of us, even if we wanted to, couldn't pray remotely, could not go to school remotely. We let that happen as citizens. So thankfully, the prayer restrictions are stopped by the United States Supreme Court 3 times earlier this year in lawsuits that I was involved in. But technology is not a replacement for human interaction, and so we must bring that back.
297 people at a time, Andy. That's what we're talking about. 297 people at a time. Your comments.
So I agree that Congress did, in my opinion, very, very little to satisfy the President Trump's agenda in 2017 and 18. We failed, and that's my opinion. We got a nice tax code change and those types of things. But on this issue, there are two issues that are the issues of our time, and this is one of them. We utterly failed as Republicans. That can never happen again. And I'm going to say it this way, and I'm going to speak rhetorically. So when I use the terms fight, never give up, then I can't be used as being a domestic terrorist. But I will tell you this: if we don't understand that we stand at a crossroads, an existential crossroads of our country, and you do, that's why you're here today. And if we don't understand that the Democrats and the left take this very seriously, and everything they are doing is to move this country and change it so the American dream is gone, our free market system is gone, the understanding that our rights pre-exist and predate the Constitution because they are inherent in each human being, a gift from God. If we don't understand, they want to emasculate those ideas, our history, our culture, our philosophy, and our economy, then when the Republicans take over in 2022, which we're going to win, if we don't fight them with the very same vehemence that they have been fighting us, we will utterly fail, and this country will be, boy, I'm really starting to be a downer. This country will have a long way to go before it's redeemed. We can redeem in 2022, but only if we understand that every day, every issue, every policy is a fight. So when I'm in the United States Congress and I say I'm going to use every procedural tool to slow down this onslaught to the left, and some of my Republican colleagues say, gee, Andy, that sounds gimmicky, I'm willing to be called a gimmick and everything else that my colleagues want to call me, because this is the fight of our lifetime, and we will not give it up.
Thank you, Andy. It's an honor to be up here with both of you. It's my distinct honor to be here with Congressman Devin Nunes, who leads the way in fighting for faith, family, and freedom. And we started this event recognizing Sheriff Lindsey, Sheriff Boudreau, and the commissioners and the individuals who are here at the county level. The answer is quite simple. We talk about the big things at the federal level. The answer is simple. In every one of our counties, get more involved. Get involved in the school board. Get involved. Have the back of your sheriff. Devin started this by talking about resilience, and I've told you that I'm from Nebraska, and every time I come here, which has been a lot in 20 years, and I go home and I tell people on east of the Rockies, you cannot believe what the California farmers deal with and continue to take care of this God-given breadbasket of the world and convert it into something that people around the world need. Every tyrant dictator in the history of the world starved their people, and I have 100% belief that the people in the Central Valley in California, the San Joaquin Valley, on the coast everywhere, is going to take a stand and remind everyone that it always has been and it always will be the individuals, not the institutions, that have made the United States of America the greatest place in the world to call home. Thank you.